call West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Tim Chaney called, said he was going to be about 15 minutes late. He got held up, so I'd ask for a motion to excuse him until he arrives, and then we'll recognize him at that point. Motion to excuse.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Okay, you've all been provided with a copy of the minutes from the March 25th regular council meeting. If there are no corrections to the minutes, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Before we go any further, I want to request a brief executive session after we've conducted the regular business. It will be brief to discuss litigation personnel. And Councilman Chaney is now here. I would ask a motion to acknowledge Councilman Chaney being present.
Motion to acknowledge Councilman Chaney's presence.
Second.
I guess that's him.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, under correspondence, we've got notice of an RCAP field days on April 25th as well as June 13th. Received notice from the Ohio EPA, the Citizens Advisory Public Interest Center, that the Ohio EPA will hold a second meeting to discuss the Buckeye Brine injection wells at the Shockland High School on April 15th. There'll be an information at 6 o'clock, and once that's done, then it'll go into a hearing. Received notice from the Shockland County Commissioners that they're reviewing for the Shockland County CDBG program for program year 2019. There'll be a meeting on April 15th to discuss possible projects. I've got a project proposal form, and I've discussed this with an engineer, and I will discuss that further to see if we have any opportunities there. It does require that we be 51% low to moderate income, and I believe we might be able to do that on the north side of the track. At least that's what our preliminary discussions were. So we'll look and see if there's any opportunities there. From the Ohio EPA, received water results for well number two. I don't fully understand these readings, so I have to get some advice on these. But the only thing that seems to have tested high was manganese, and this was at the well, so it wasn't treated. And it says that the health advisory benchmark is 300, and ours tested at 515, but we do inject potassium permanganate, Chris's favorite word, into it to correct that. So I'll look into that more, but this report will be available in the village administration office. Any citizens' comments? None? Fire department, report.
Evening.
Hello, thank you.
Busy month last month, 21 calls in March. We had two structure fires, one in a house and one in a mobile home. It was a fixed resident. Had three chimney fires, two outside rubbish fires. Six total. Motor vehicle accidents, two assist EMS calls. We had three hazardous condition calls, one service call for unauthorized burning, dispatched and canceled en route on one call and one false call. 7 calls within the village, 5 in Lafayette Township, 3 in Linton, 2 in Oxford, 1 in White Eyes, and 3 mutual aid calls out of the district. 140 firefighters responded for a payroll of $1,299.60 last month. Hours worked on emergency calls were 131 hours, 51 minutes. Volunteered 46 hours, total 177.51 hours last month. Fire loss last month was 27,000, and year to date were 52,000. Last year, year to date, was only 39. Call history year to date is 45, which is the same number we was at this time last year.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Fiscal officer.
Not a whole lot. I do have the employee handbook ready for review, so I will be scheduling that meeting tonight. And I wanted to report also, after investing some of our general fund money into CDs, we received our first quarter of interest from that, and we've pretty much tripled our interest income from that. So I was excited about adding that extra revenue. Had a finance meeting tonight, and the cash summary for March has been passed around, as well as the bills to be paid.
One thing that I'll add from a financial standpoint, I had the opportunity today to see the first estimates for the additional income that will be coming from the gas tax to the village. We typically see somewhere in the below $80,000 a year, and it's my understanding, what I was told today, is that we will go to about $135,000 a year for funds for streets out of that tax fund increase. So if that comes true, that'll be very good. All right, Cody Police Department.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For the month of March, accidents, we have 1. Calls and complaints, we had 156. Criminal arrest, we had 7. Domestics, we had 5. Felonies, we had 0. Follow-ups, 107. Traffic arrests, 17. Traffic stops, 35. Warnings, 25. Speed warnings issued, 6. Speed citations issued, 2. Miles driven, 1,983. And we consumed 243.347 gallons of gas. And that includes the report for March.
Okay.
And then Saturday, April 13th, starting at 11 a.m., is our Easter egg hunt at Bird Park.
Okay. Any questions? All right, thank you. I was with the solicitor today. I'll talk about some of the things when we get down to the village administrator, which is next. He will not be here tonight, obviously. Okay, moving on to village administrator. Things that in the last 2 weeks has been quite busy. We issued a citation to 301 East 7th for rubbish for trees, which is the intersection of 7th and Center. That has been abated. They called Friday and asked for a 2-day extension, and I was over Sunday, and it's all cleaned up. They got a chipper over the weekend, and that's all taken care of. We received a complaint about an individual living in a camper in the backyard of another residence, 313 Russell Avenue, directly across from Cabot Lumber, and the pallet shop. And upon investigation, there was a person living in that camper back there. They were issued a notice to vacate within 10 days. We had complaints on East 5th Street, 300 East 5th, 317 East 5th, and 309 East 5th, all on trash complaints. They were all served notice. 300 East 5th has been abated, has been taken care of. 317 is not done yet, and 317 is done, 309 is not done yet. And finally, we had a complaint at 128 East Stewart over here, trash and rubbish. It's partially cleaned up, not in total. The owners were all served with notice. I talked to some of the owners, some of these rental properties, and they were saying, why are you coming to me? Well, they own the property, the ordinance says the owners, and it was very clear. The only one that I haven't talked to is the owner of 128, which is a Randy Moore, but I did get his certified mail receipt today, so he has been served. The sewer project, they've got, I think it's 10 laterals laid, and about 13, 14, whatever the magic number is to finish that up, left to go. I've been going over on a daily basis and checking on that, and they're making progress. They did not work Friday or Monday due to equipment problems, but I expect they'll be back tomorrow. But they're hoping to have all the laterals done by the end of the month and then just have to do the seeding and everything. It's kind of interesting watching them put that together. I was over and watched the one system all being put together, the piping being put in, and how it's set up. So that is progressing along. One thing that we've got to look into, I was contacted today, the White Cabin that sits right down next to the bridge on 93 North, they're going to tear that one down and build a new one. They're going to back it up so it's back away from the river, and they contacted me today, and they want to get village water and sewer out there. Water is an easy, the water line runs right from, that's an easy one. Sewer raises a problem, and I talked to Dave K-Dry about it today. That is a pressurized main coming in through there. The question is, how will we tap into that? And nobody had that an instant answer to that, but so that is a possibility as well, something coming up, and I will try to have an answer by Wednesday evening on that when we're wrapped trying to figure it out. But I would think that they would have to have some way to allow it to be able to flow into that and have some kind of check valve, because if it's under pressure,
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know. I almost think they'd have to have some type of pressurized system to push it into the system.
They'd have to push it. They'd have to pump it into it. Yeah.
So I don't know. We continue to look for a new VA. We've been interviewing for that. We have a committee meeting immediately following this meeting to try to get that sorted out. It's my hope to be able at the next council meeting to appoint someone, but we'll see. In court today, 217 East Russell at Chapdelaine's property went to trial. We ended up with an agreement with the courts. He has finished the garage. He's got a new roof. He's got new siding on it. It's made improvement, but he has not got the painting done. And he's still got a little brush to clean up. We agreed to extend him until May 22nd to finish it up. And if he doesn't, he'll have to pay not only the court costs, but a fine. And if he does meet the May 22nd deadline, the judge will waive the fine and he'll have to pay his court costs. So that's where he is on that. On the property, 101 West Main, the Brothers store, he has appealed that. He is scheduled for next week for a hearing in Columbus, but he has not shared. Our solicitor put him on notice today that he and or his attorney, and he was going to call the attorney, has an obligation to keep me and whoever the village administrator is informed of what they are doing. He has basically two choices, either to fully renovate that property, make it so it's occupiable, or to tear it down. And they did file an appeal, and that hearing is right now today is scheduled for next week in Columbus. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. Okay, let's move on to committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community business development.
Nothing.
Community relations.
I didn't get anything from Christie.
They're meeting tomorrow night in here with PD to stuff Easter eggs.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be in here tomorrow night, I think it's 6 or 7. Water exploration, negotiations.
Nothing new at this time, Mayor.
Finance.
Finance met tonight, the finances look good, and I need approval for March cash summary.
Motion to approve March cash summary.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkerger?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Anything else, Chris?
Oh, no, that's all.
Nothing for fire dependency ordinance?
No, ordinance met on the 2nd of April, discussed, adding, pay rate for sergeant to the pay scale. Also asked the chief to provide a job description for that position.
Which he did do, I got that email today.
And then, that was it for that, it's not before shift, because there's another thing that needs to be brought up, so we'll be scheduling a meeting.
Park board?
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission?
Nothing tonight.
Public safety?
Nothing tonight on public safety.
Public works?
What night was it we met and had interviews?
Last week.
Tuesday, the 2nd.
Was it Tuesday? On the 2nd, we met on the 2nd and conducted 4 interviews.
Okay. Nothing from records retention, rules, Amy has sent out, some proposed changes to the handbooks and things, and we'll be scheduling a committee tonight, meeting tonight to go over those. Okay, let's move on to, we have one resolution tonight. This is, deals with the, millage for the, I remember which levy this one's for, this.
This one's just the property for the current expenses.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the income tax.
Okay. This is resolution 2019-11, a resolution certification of millage for renewal of tax levy for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and it does contain emergency clause.
Make a motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkerger?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt. Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Bordenkerger?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have any additional business, like I said, I do want to have an executive, session, be a short executive session. Let's schedule some, committee meetings unless somebody else has other business. Okay, committee meetings.
Ordinance.
The 15th, there's a meeting scheduled here, go from 7 to probably 8:30 or 9. Solicitors committee.
When do you want to do rules?
May 16th.
When?
16th, Tuesday, does that work?
No.
Or I can do.
We want to do it before the solicitors, when they're 6, on the 16th.
Yeah, let's do that.
6 on the 16th.
I got something else on the 16th. I can't think of what it is.
We've got solicitors or.
16th, right?
16.
16.
You said that was Monday, I'm sorry.
What?
I thought he said that solicitor one was Monday.
No, that's the 16th.
Okay, okay.
At 7, we're doing rules at 6.
About, 17th for ordinance.
7?
You got one at 17th?
No, he can't, right, can you do the 18th?
18, what do we got on?
20th, you got time for 20th?
Alright, 18.
I ain't got any meetings scheduled.
It's 7.
30.
For ordinance.
find out already.
Twenty is a Saturday.
Yeah.
April.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong calendar again.
Eighteenth and seventh, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, he was gonna schedule Wednesday, I knew you had bowling or something.
That's Thursday.
Bowling's gonna be right tonight, then.
Wrong day.
Well, he said, first of said Wednesday.
I was gonna say, mine.
You weren't paying attention.
What time is it, ordinance?
Seven.
Seven.
Let me set your phone up, your calendar, and you just type it in there, and it beep, 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 beeps, and let you know.
I'm technologically sound.
Ordinance and solicitors, or anything else?
I'm gonna have a public, safety meeting, I gotta find out when they get.
Six on the 16th. Put it before the solicitor search.
David, is there any certain dates you might like to apply for?
Pretty open this month.
And what time would you prefer?
6:30 or so.
Okay.
What day?
What day are you doing it on?
He doesn't know yet. Oh, I don't know yet, I gotta see about then. Give you all 24 hour notice.
Okay, here's what I got so far, solicitor is 16th at 7, rules the 16th at 6, ordinance the 18th at 7. Anything else? Okay, the bills have been around, a motion to approve the bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into a brief executive session to discuss personnel and litigation. I would like the fiscal officer to remain, so if we can have a motion to that effect.
Motion to go into executive session with fiscal officer in attendance.
Second.
For personnel and litigation, make sure that's in there.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mayor, do you plan any action?
No, I do not anticipate any.
Thank you.
Okay, we are now off the record, it is 7:24 PM in executive session.